Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Broadway Nation, the podcast that tells the extraordinary story of how immigrants, Jews, queers, African Americans, and other outcasts invented the Broadway musical and how they changed America in the process. I'm David Armstrong, and I call this episode The Black Musical Returns, The Modern Era of Broadway, Part 4. Over the last three episodes, I charted the emergence and the rise of the rock pop musical From Hair to Evita, as well as the very unlikely nostalgia craze that swept Broadway and the nation during the 1970s. 1970s Broadway experienced another blast from the past with the return of the black musical. More than a dozen black musicals opened during the decade. About half of them were new, original musical plays. Most of these were adaptations of popular straight plays or novels, and they all employed a combination of rhythm and blues, pop, rock, jazz, and traditional Broadway-style music to help tell their stories. The other half were musical revues that showcased the music and lyrics of the great black songwriters of the Silver Age. These shows represented a significant black wing of the ongoing nostalgia craze. The return of the all-black, or at least predominantly black, musical play kicked off in 1970 with a show called Pearly.
Ain't gonna promise no pie in the sky, no life ever after, right after you die. I got a different banner to wave. How about some happiness this side of the grave? Lord lives up in heaven, devil lives in hell, and you and me, we live the best we can. Move over, Billy Sunday, move over, Billy Graham, make way for a newfangled preacher man, make way for a newfangled preacher man.
With a book by black actor and playwright Ozzie Davis that was based on his 1961 play Pearly Victorious, and a score by the Jewish songwriters Peter Udell and Gary Geld, the story of Pearly was a satirical racial comedy about the conflict between a dynamic young black preacher and a white plantation owner taking place in the contemporary South.
We'll see who's gonna dominate this valley. Old Captain or me. Make way for a new.
Davis had declared that his intention in writing the original play was to, quote, point a mocking finger at racial segregation and laugh it out of existence. Many of the show's leading players, such as Sherman Helmsley, would become TV stars over the following decade on the new black sitcoms like The Jeffersons. Actor Cleavon Little won a Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical for his portrayal of Pearly Victorious Judson. And Pearly's leading lady, Melba Moore, who had been featured in Hair, won the Tony Award for Featured Actress in a Musical, and she rose to stardom with her recording of the show's hit song, I Got Love.
I got love. I got love. I got love. I got love, 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 love. I got love. I got love. Sweeter than a flower. Shine.
Shirley ran 688 performances, and part of that success was a result of attracting a large black audience that had largely been missing from Broadway. The musical Raisin in 1973 was an adaptation of Lorraine Hansberry's acclaimed play, A Raisin in the Sun, with songs by Judd Woden and Robert Britton, and a book by Charlotte Zaltzberg and Robert Nemiroff, who had been Hansberry's husband. Critics praised the show for its masterful adaptation of Hansberry's work.
Eat your eggs. They're gonna be cold.
Eat my eggs.
Man say, I got me a dream. A woman say, I'll pass the cream. Man say, here's what I care about most. A woman say, I burnt the toast.
In the New York Times, critic Clive Barnes declared that it was possibly even better than the original play and called it one of those unusual musicals that should not only delight those who love musicals, but might also delight those who don't.
Man say, when the chance comes by, win or lose, gotta try. That boy sleeping in the living room needs living room. See, is this gonna be all he'll ever know?
Again, the dynamic cast was filled with future stars, including Debbie Allen, as well as veteran performer Virginia Capers, who won the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical. 12-year-old Ralph Carter had a hit record with his solo number from the show, Sidewalk Tree. Raisin's inventive and dynamic staging was by Donald McHale, who with this show became the first black director-choreographer of a Broadway musical. During the run, Ralph Carter left the show to star in the TV sitcom Good Times. Raisin's story concerns a black family in Chicago in 1951 who want to move into a white neighborhood.
Where you been, son?
Made a call.
To who, son?
To the man.
To what man, son?
The man, mama. Don't you know who the man is?
Wortley?
The man, Captain Boss, Mr. Charlie. Oh, please, Captain Boss Man.
You're welcome in, come in.
That's right. That's good. Gonna give him a show. Sing the happiest news. To begin the performance, I'll bow down and kiss both his shoes. What a deal.
What are you talking about, son?
You talking about taking them people's money to keep us from moving into our house?
I ain't just talking about it. I'm telling you that's what's gonna happen. Talking about life, mama. Life it is. Life is grabbing a chance. Life is cashing the bet. There's just takers and tookin', and I'm taking all I can get with a deal.
You're making something inside of me cry, son.
But don't cry, mama. Understand. It's the name of the game. It's a one way to go. It's a bouncing right back, coming up with a fist full of dough.
Son, I come from 5 generations of slaves and sharecroppers. But ain't nobody in my family never took no money from no one. What was a way of telling us we wasn't fit to walk this earth? We ain't never been that poor. We ain't never been that dead inside.
What's the matter with y'all? Didn't make up the world, didn't make up the rules. There's the good and the bad, but the good always come up the fools. Don't be whipping on me about the right and the wrong. Let's stop coming on weak when the world's always coming on strong with a deal.
Raisin received the 1974 Tony Award for Best Musical and ran for 847 performances. The 1975 musical The Wiz was a retelling of L. Frank Baum's classic novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, updated into contemporary black culture, and it was the creation of a nearly all-black creative team. The composer, lyricist, director, and choreographer were black, the book writer was white, and the original production featured a sensational all-black cast, many of whom would become stars. After drawing very mixed critical reviews, the show's black producer, Ken Harper, considered closing the musical right after the opening night. Instead, however, he launched an advertising campaign that included a TV commercial, one of Broadway's first, that featured the principal cast singing Ease On Down the Road, and almost immediately ticket sales started picking up. Meanwhile, a single of that song by the disco group Consumer Report became a top 40 hit. Soon the show was selling out. The Wiz went on to win 7 Tony Awards, including Best Director, Best Choreographer, Best Book, Best Score, and Best Musical. And it ran for 4 years on Broadway, a total of 1,672 performances. Several black women played a major role in the return of the black musical. Vinette Carroll was born in 1922 in New York City, but she spent most of her childhood on the island of Jamaica. She studied theater at the New School in New York and eventually became a successful actor, playwright, and director. In 1972, she became the first black woman to direct a Broadway show and the first to be nominated for a Tony Award. This was for her staging of her hit gospel review, Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope.
I lay back on my analyst couch and told him what's frustrating me. He said the trouble with you is you can't cope. Then he asked me for a $50 fee.
Did you?
I said,
what'd you say?
Don't bother me.
Tell him, baby.
I can't cope. Do you think I'm paying you that kind of dough for telling me something I already know? That's why I'm here, fool.
All right.
She said,
don't bother her.
But I said,
she can't cope.
The show had a score by the black female songwriter Mickey Grant, who became the very first woman, white or black, to write both the music and the lyrics for a Broadway musical. With dynamic dancing by queer black choreographer George Faison, who would also choreograph The Wiz, the show ran over 1,000 performances.
You don't know what the Lord told me. You don't know.
In 1978, Vinette Carroll wrote and directed Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. This was a gospel retelling of the biblical book of Matthew with music and lyrics by Alex Bradford and Mickey Grant. This show played over 400 performances and received 2 Broadway revivals.
He said, your arms are too short. Your arms are too short.
Don't go away. Broadway Nation will be back right after this short break. Hi, this is David Armstrong, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Factor as a sponsor to Broadway Nation this week. This spring, you can eat stress-free with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or my personal choice, Vegan and Veggie. You can also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunches, snacks, and beverages that'll help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. If you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. These are no-fuss, no-muss meals, and Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You simply heat and savor the good stuff. And you can tailor it all to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule the deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Here's what you do. Head to factormeals.com/BN50 and use code BN50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. That's code BN50, as in Broadway Nation, BN50 at factormeals.com/BN50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it now.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Meanwhile, the nostalgia craze had put a renewed focus on many black stars and songwriters from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. The 1972 hit movie Lady Sings the Blues had starred Diana Ross as the legendary singer Billie Holiday, and the tap dance revival that had sprung up after No No Nanette led to a rediscovery of many of the great black tap dancers of the past, such as Honey Cole, Sandman Sims, and Pegleg Bates, who were all still very much alive and kicking. So it was only natural that a black wing of the nostalgia craze would emerge on Broadway. In 1976, the musical revue Bubbling Brown Sugar was conceived by black actor and producer Rosetta Lenoir, and it featured the music of many black artists that were popular during the Harlem Renaissance, including Duke Ellington, UB Blake, Count Basie, Cab Calloway, and Fats Waller. The show's dynamic musical staging and choreography were by queer black choreographer Billy Wilson. Bubbling Brown Sugar received a Tony nomination for Best Musical and ran for over 700 performances. Most significantly, its success led to the composers Ellington, Blake, and Waller all being honored with full reviews of their own.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the elevation in the shell. Famous behaving. I'm saving my love for you. And you, and you, oh, and you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. I'm misbehaving. I'm saving my love for you.
For example, in 1978, Ain't Misbehavin' was a musical review of the songs of Fats Waller, a composer and performer who had been popular from the 1920s through the 1940s and had contributed songs to Hot Chocolates and other Broadway shows during the 1920s wave of black musicals. This review's sensational choreography was by Arthur Faria. Ain't Misbehavin' received 3 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and ran over 1,600 performances. The following season, Ubi, a musical review of the songs of Ubi Blake and Noble Sissle, opened, and it featured the tap-dancing brothers Maurice and Gregory Hines. Many of the songs were from Sissle and Blake's 1921 musical Shuffle Along. The exciting choreography was by Billy Wilson and the Hines brothers' mentor, the great tap choreographer Henry Letang. Ubi Blake was still alive when the show was produced. He was nearly 100 years old, but he was very active in helping to promote the show, which ran over 400 performances.
Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant.
The musical review Sophisticated Ladies in 1981 again starred Gregory Hines, and for more than 700 performances, it featured the songs of Duke Ellington. This time, the choreography was by Donald McHale, Michael Schmuen, and Henry Letang.
Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love. Long ago, and when nobody is nigh, you cry. I know.
That same season, the great black star Lena Horne, who had been featured in the movie That's Entertainment, won a special Tony Award for her dynamic one-woman Broadway show, Lena Horne, A Lady and Her Music. There would be one late entry in this series of nostalgic black reviews, the 1989 musical Black and Blue, a lavish, visually spectacular production with music and lyrics by a host of vintage jazz and blues songwriters, and starring the blues legends Ruth Brown, Linda Hopkins, and Kerry Smith, who were backed by a large dance ensemble. The show won 3 Tony Awards, including Best Choreography for its quartet of choreographers, Charlie Atkins, Henry Letang, Frankie Manning, and Fayard Nicholas of the famed Nicholas Brothers, and the show ran 829 performances.
Oh, but I'm hurt deep down inside, but that don't seem to help my case.
The return of the black musical during the 1970s and early 80s was a truly exciting time for Broadway, but unfortunately, its long-term impact was limited. On the positive side, we would continue to see musicals featuring black stories, black characters, and showcasing dynamic black performers on a regular basis, but almost none of them were created by black writers or creative teams. Why did this happen? Partly because of the AIDS crisis, which during the 1980s had a devastating effect on Broadway, including depriving us of many of the brilliant black directors and choreographers that I've just talked about. Who knows what brilliant musicals they would have initiated or inspired. And the subsequent British invasion that soon came to dominate Broadway brought major artistic and economic changes to how musicals were staged and produced, and fewer opportunities for Americans, black or white, to create them. We will look at all of those issues in upcoming episodes. But first, on the next Broadway Nation, I will explore another major development of the modern era in an episode called Harold Prince and the Concept Musical.
Tell me, what did I do? Could be so black and blue.
Broadway Nation is written and produced by me, David Armstrong. If you enjoy these podcasts, I hope that you will do me a big favor by subscribing, rating, and especially writing a quick review of the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And please follow us on our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram, where I often post photos, video, and additional information about the musicals that I profile in each episode.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
Special thanks to KVSH 101.9, the voice of beautiful Vashon Island, Washington, and to the entire team at the Broadway Podcast Network.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.